From the office to the gym to the sitting in traffic.
Oh, come on, you!
Right around WA, this is Lisa and Pete.
Are you all right?
I'm laughing at the headline. On the Gold Coast, there's a woman has been bitten by one of the Pirates of the Caribbean monkeys at Movie World, but it actually says woman bitten by Pirates of the Caribbean monkey star.
Star? What? Monkey star?
Monkey star. Wait till Barnaby Joyce finds out.
He's going to go nuts.
Come and get your monkey, Johnny Depp.
Hey. Yeah. You know how we're doing breakfast at the moment, right?
Yeah, obviously. I know. I'm here.
You're here, right? Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. So am I. Obviously, we've got our nights off, and that's cool. We're filling in for Clezzy, Shane, and Kimber. Mm-hmm. And so it's giving me a little bit of time to do a few things like exercise and whatnot.
Yes. Right?
Because Liz, my wife, has put me back on a health kick.
I love how you blame your wife now.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
But the other night, right? I sent her a text message about 5 o'clock because we've got the nights off. I'm like, oh, I'll cook dinner for you.
Yes.
Nice husband.
Yes.
And she sent me a text back. She's like, oh, actually, I won't be home for dinner because I'm out tonight. And as soon as I got that text message, I was like, you beauty. And it was off to KFC. Right? So I've gotten a KFC.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, give me the lot. I'll take the two tacos because I want to try those. All you know those new KFC tacos that they've got going on? I'll have a two-piece feed.
Yeah.
Hot and spicy.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got the large chips.
Yeah.
I got the potato and gravy. I got an extra dinner roll. I was having the time of my life.
Right.
I was like, if there's any lettuce in any of this, I'm not eating it. It's not happening. Got home, smashed it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you hide the rubbish in the bin?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No?
No, the rubbish is in the boot of my car.
Oh, my God. Like a body. In the boot of your car?
Yes, it is.
I have been known to hide rubbish in the outside bin, but not in the boot of the car.
No, because if, like, Liz, because I thought to myself, God, I'm going to cop it here if she finds out that I've done this. So,
she's not going to find out. Morning, Liz.
Yeah. Hi, babe. She hasn't listened to the show. Don't be ridiculous. So 1333-53, we want to talk to you about your secret single behaviour.
Secret single behaviour.
Because things change when you end up with a partner and you've been together for quite a long time. You know, you have to accommodate the other partner's needs and wants and desires. And
needs and wants and desires for you.
Being on a health kick is one of them, apparently. So when you see that opportunity to do something a little bit different, you take it and you run with it to the hills.
You eat curry in the lounge room.
Oh, it's so good. We're talking secret single behaviour.
Yeah, it was a bit of a circus at your house.
That was amazing. The other night, Liz, my wife, she was out. She wasn't coming home early for dinner. I was like, jackpot, no more health kick, off to KFC, all the chicken I could get, large chips, potato and gravy, you name it. And I just sat there and I was like, oh, my God.
What a waste of those lentils you'd been soaking overnight for dinner at,
Yep.
And then hid the evidence, the wrappers, in the boot of his car. If that doesn't scream guilt, I don't know what does.
By the way, Liz sent a text message. She is listening and she says, good morning, Lisa. So, we've got Jessie and Noel Amara. Hello.
Hi,
hey, Jessie.
Good.
What is it that you'd get up to when they're not there?
I'm another cereal junk food eater when he's not there and hide the evidence.
Yes.
So when he flies out, because he's a health freak.
Yep.
And he's a gym junkie and everything like that. And I totally am not. But when he goes away, it orders the biggest pizza I can find.
Oh, yes.
And any chocolate or anything in the house that is sort of like, oh, it's there, but no, I'm really good and I don't eat anything like that.
Just for visitors, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And there goes the packet of chocolate biscuits and anything else that I can find.
Have you ever hid the evidence in the boot or just in the bin?
Normally in the car, but when it's too big to hide in the car or too smelly, it's got to go in the bin. But the secret to hiding it is that you have to lift up the last lot of rubbish you put in the bin.
Wait a minute, go slow. Go slow, I'm writing this down.
Absolutely. You've stuck it in it. You've got to double bag it and then put it underneath what was in there before.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks a lot, Jesse. We've got Wendy in Willerton. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Wendy. What have you got up to when they're not there in...
Well, I try and hide my obsession for The Real Housewives. I love all of them. I love all of them.
Me too.
And I try and put them on link and watch them the next day so that my boyfriend can't see that I'm watching them religiously.
I know.
But I have noticed, as of late, when I go to have a look at it, it has been viewed. So it seems like someone's trying to hide it from me instead.
Yeah, it's a dead giveaway, the old viewed.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Wendy. Let's go to Robert in Safety Bay. Good morning, Rob.
How you going?
Good.
I like to put every television on in the house.
Yes.
On different channels.
Yes.
And just scroll from room to room aimlessly watching bits of television that don't really make any sense. Yeah, sort of like a collage of the undertow of the TV media sort of scene.
Oh, that is so good.
The thing I like is the echoing news bulletin. From about 5 o'clock onwards, if you time it right, you can stroll from room to room listening to the same news story
of
three different media stations. Well, once it's like a vortex.
I know. Complete with the same unedited mistakes from the last time.
People with a limited memory retention like myself like to be told again and again and again.
Oh, good one, Robert.
That's brilliant, Robert. Cheers for your call, mate. Good on you. Well done, guys. If you do have any other secrets you'd like to share, you can tweet them at Mix945Perth.
Anonymously.
Clarkson, Hammond and May are on their way to Perth for their new show, Clarkson, Hammond and May live.com.au is where you can...
I know, genius.
I know, what a title, hey. Is where you can go and check out details and tickets. We are joined by the man himself, Richard Hammond, this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for not saying the smallest host.
Not at all. So, Richard, look, shall we just straight away get the big old elephant out of the room? Let's call the elephant, I don't know, Jeremy?
That will do. There's nothing to talk about. I don't know what it is.
Some stuff has happened. Some things have changed.
It all came off.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed were you that he just ruined it for everyone?
Well, it was one of those... Do you know what? Top Gear came about because it was a bit of a perfect storm in terms of what we do, what we wanted to do, our ambition, and what an audience wanted to see. And we were just lucky. It all came together. We never planned it. We just wanted to make the best car show that we could make. And then another perfect storm happened at the end when all the wrong things happened at the wrong time and it all fell apart. That's really what happened.
Well,
it was another perfect storm.
Life goes on. There will be more incarnations of, car shows with three guys that work well together. And this is one of them.
Exactly right. That's the whole point. We're very lucky and happy to be carrying on as the emergence has been named Clarkson, Hammond and May Live. And it is. It's a live show. People are familiar with us. My wife is feeding the dog in the background. It's having to juggle.
That's lovely.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. You're on the radio in Perth, darling. Good. So, yes, we are coming to Perth with our live show, which is the three of us doing what we do, because that's what we do. And I'll refine that a bit. That's all we can do. So we'll come out and do it there.
Hey, it's not all that you guys are going to do, though, is it? Am I hearing that you guys have a Netflix series on the way?
Yeah, oh, there's all sorts of rumours. It's been brilliant since it all went wrong. Every week there's another rumour. I quite enjoy it. No, look, we will sort it out. It's been a big shock. It's been 13 years of our lives.
Yep.
And it's all changed. So there's a lot of dust to settle. And as we can see through that dust, we will see what we're going to do. We don't have an alternative. We have no other usable skills. It's not that they're transferable, is it? I mean, what job office can we go to? Well, what can you do?
With the arena, for someone who's seen and loves the TV show, but can't sort of fathom how this translates to a live stage situation, can you elaborate how it will work?
Yeah, because it's not actually difficult, because it's about attitude. It's the way we three look at things. And bearing in mind, we go to the countries where people share our outlook. Who don't mind when we try and do things and turn out to be rubbish at them. So we take our love of cars and we put it on the stage. So apart from anything else, you'll see some staggering machinery and us be talking about it. And let's be honest, arguing about it. But for Australia this year, because we've been going there for hundreds of years.
Yes, you have.
I mean, you've seen us a lot. And we thought, well, hang on. We better think of something new. Right. What the Aussies like? Beating up the Brits. Okay, we'll go with that. They like sport. So we thought, let's play a load of sports, but in cars. So cricket, rugby, football, everything we can do in cars. And there's going to be an Aussie team taking on a POM team. We called it the Crashes, which is genius.
It's like a triple pun.
It's awesome. And there will be a lot of crashes. But we figured that's the best way to do it. So essentially, we've been invited over by Shane Jakobsen and co.
Yeah.
So in their mind, they believe we're going to turn up in Perth and they're going to beat us at everything, humiliate us for the soft, wet ponds in here we are. In our mind, we are going to roar into Perth and smash them to pieces in front of a home crowd, and they're going to curl up and die of shame. So it's a win-win.
And we like looking forward to the next time where we can have a decent crack at you again. Richard Hammond, thank you so much, mate. We look forward to having you at the Perth Arena very soon.
Oh, man, pleasure. Hope very much to see you there.
Thank you, Richard.
When you think of the great double acts, Lennon and McCartney spring to mind. Or Bert and Ernie.
Do you like me, Bert?
Even Rick and Sue. And then there's these two. It's Lisa and Pete.